As a radio presenter, we may have to do that all the time, to present your story just in front of a microphone without an audience. Well, you hope that there is an audience, but you don't see a natural person. There is not someone listening to you and responding with some kind of body language, and that sometimes makes it very hard to present a lively story. And now in Corona times, many researchers have to virtually present their conference paper. That is, they sit behind a computer with a set of PowerPoint slides and just have to come up with a story. So do you then read out a text? Or is there a better way to get the attention of your audience? For instance, Hera Papatsimpa was preparing her presentation for an international conference.
Yeah, actually I'm now experimenting on doing this. I'm taking different software that I can try, and yeah, it's very hard. What I realized, it's very hard to talk to a computer. And what I found extremely difficult is where to look at, because I'm used to look at the typically you look at the persons or the audience. Now you look at the slides, or even you look yourself on the reflection, which makes the presentation a bit strange. It's actually quite hard to look straight in the camera because there's no one there.
And that is not only a problem when you have to record your story with a conference paper to send in to one of these online conferences. It is, of course, also a challenge for teachers who have to teach online without a live audience. Limi Kalapurachal was participating in online education and saw a lot of teachers in front of a camera.
Which is also a bit strange, also from my side, and I can also imagine the lecturer feeling a bit strange talking to a computer in a way, and just giving the lecture, not seeing his or her students.
So here on Radio for BrainPod, we asked an expert, someone with a lot of experience in presenting radio programs.
747 Radio for BrainPod, the expert station.
Hello, this is Peter Simons. Let's talk about how to make your own podcast at home. One of the main issues is, even if you are a good public speaker, there is nobody to talk to. It's like me now, sitting alone behind a radio microphone. How do you live with that? Who are you going to talk to? The solution is very simple. You may want to put a picture of somebody and just look at that person and talk to that person. Explain that person what you want to tell him or her. And then it sounds way more natural. In radio, we still have another option. We can look into the control room, where there are at least two people, or sometimes three, and we look at the people in the control room. And they help us by watching back and nodding. That makes it very natural. Talk virtually to somebody. Keep somebody in mind, or use a picture.
Peter Simons on Radio for BrainPod, and in fact we were very happy that he produced for us a whole series on tips and tricks on how to present for an audience that you don't see.
It is talking in public, but you won't get any feedback from a room. Now, what is the difference between talking alone in a microphone and talking to a room? You have to control the speed, and you may well speak slower on radio because you know that your audience has all kinds of distractions. And if I would start talking like this very fast, you may want as a listener to start thinking in other things. Meanwhile, in a room, people are watching you. And as long as they are not watching their smartphones, they are following you. But in a podcast and on radio, that's a different story. Speak slowly, explain well.
8 to 8. And
747 Radio for BrainPod.
Thanks for listening.
The Expert Station.